السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين
The translation of the verses that have been just recited is that when he reached the age of maturity, he said, "Oh, my beloved son, surely I have seen in a vision that I am sacrificing you. So therefore, what is your intention?" He said, "Oh, my father, do whatever you have been commanded to do. Surely, if Allah wanted this to happen, then you will find me of those who are submissive and patient." So therefore, when they made this intention, then he laid him down. Then we called out to him that, "O Abraham, surely you have fulfilled your vision. Surely this is the way that we reward those who perform pious actions. Surely this was a clear trial, and we saved him in reward for this. And to those who came after, we mentioned this and made it maintain and kept it there for all times." Hazur said today that we are celebrating Eid al-Adha. That is that Eid that is an Eid of sacrifices. In remembrance and commemoration of that sacrifice that was performed 4,000 years ago and that formulated a new standard of sacrifice. And two holy people of God, they offered these sacrifices this time 4,000 years ago. But at that time, Allah the Almighty, in order to sacrifice someone towards Allah, that is to sacrifice him by the neck, cutting his neck, Allah stopped this from happening. He did not let him cut his neck. And he said that you have fulfilled your vision. And therefore, that intention of sacrificing him and cutting his neck was fulfilled. And this was proclaimed by Allah. And Allah said, instead of just one sacrifice being performed or one person being cut by the neck, Allah wants to establish an amazing standard of sacrifice. Such a standard of sacrifice, the level of which, rather than just one sacrifice being performed or one neck being cut, it will be even greater than that. When that great prophet was to be born, this was an indication towards that. That great prophet who was to be born, who would not only give his own life towards sacrificing in the way of Allah at all times and would be ready for this. But in fact, this great prophet would also, amongst his followers and those who believed him, infuse that spirit amongst all of them, in every single one of them, that in every time and in every era would be ready to perform every kind of sacrifice and would establish new levels of sacrifice. And there would be those who would maintain this standard for all times. And then what we saw is this, that in terms of sacrifices, a new wave of amazing sacrifices were established. Amazing examples of sacrifices were formulated and were established. And what these people tried was to try and vie with one another and to perform greater sacrifices. And the companions of the Holy Prophet had this thinking in them that our beloved Lord, He should be pleased with what we are doing. And this is the thinking that they held in their minds. If they want to give sacrifices with patience and with forbearance, then these people to their master, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, by trying to inculcate his example, were ready to perform these sacrifices at all times. If there was a time to give their physically bodies up in terms of sacrifices, then as per the guidance of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, they were ready to give their own bodies and lives up for these physical sacrifices. And similarly, if there was a time to give their entire beings up for the sacrifice, then such examples were formed that when a person reads or hears about them, he becomes extremely surprised. And by seeing those people sacrifice up their lives, and by seeing that interest in them and that passion in them, Allah has said in the Holy Quran about this, and Allah says in this part of the Holy Quran regarding these people who have this passion in them to sacrifice, that in their eyes there is an anguish in it, and they are crying with grief, that there is nothing that they have for which they can spend, that they want something so that they can spend. And this is not just spending in terms of money, but this is also spending in terms of when those people were asked to do jihad, then their state was that. The journey was long and they needed some means of traveling and some means of journeying, and they did not have the means to journey because they were poor people. But in fact, the state of the poverty was such that they did not even have shoes to wear on their feet. And also we find from various narrations and various traditions that if only we could find some shoes, and then we could take part in this long journey by foot. This was their wish, that let us even have some shoes, so we do not need other modes of travel. We do not need a horse, for example. We do not need camels even. All we ask, all we demand, all we wish is that we obtain some shoes so that we can take part in this journey. But in that early era, in that early period, there was not even these means, that all the companions, all those poor companions who were engulfed in poverty could even be provided with shoes. These were those companions who were ready and anxious to give up their lives for the sake of Allah. And Allah the Almighty says, these were surely those believers who had a passion within them to sacrifice. When this was rejected and when their desire could not be fulfilled, that we cannot provide you with any shoes and neither we can provide you with any means of transport or travel, and if you can provide your own means, then do so. When they heard this, they started crying and tears started flowing down their cheeks. And they said, oh, if only we could have the opportunity to do this, then we would have shown that we are not those who fear performing any kind of sacrifice. This money and these lives are Allah's. We are always anxious to give these things up, to give our lives up for the sake of Allah. And then, when these people were provided the opportunity, they proved that they were not incorrect. They were not those people who were making excuses at that time when they could not travel. So therefore, this desire to perform sacrifices, it was not their actions that gave him that status. It was their intention that gave him that status when Allah gave him that reward of being called radiallahu anh, that Allah was pleased with them. It was their intentions and not their actions that gave them these rewards. When the Prophet Abraham and the Prophet Ismail, peace be upon them, when in the dream they found that Allah was pleased with them, then from amongst their progeny and from amongst their generation, the great Prophet, regarding this great sacrifice, he established that great example. And by establishing this perfect model to his followers, he also established that level of sacrifice amongst his companions, which enabled them to be called radiallahu anhum and provided this reward and blessing from Allah, that Allah was pleased with them. So therefore, these are the fields of sacrifice and love that established those means of sacrifice, and they kept on performing the sacrifices in this manner. In reward of these sacrifices, materialistically and worldly means were provided to these people by Allah. And also these people were provided land, these people were provided governments, and they were provided a nation. If we see today, then perhaps there are some Muslim governments and they have worldly wealth, they have materialistic means. But in terms of attaining the pleasure of Allah, we do not see that status amongst them through which you see the nearness of Allah amongst them. Then even having all this wealth and all these means, they follow the indication of the non-Muslim governments, they follow the orders of the non-Muslims. Those Muslims who eating the fruits of those sacrifices and have made the people into those who sacrifice in the way of Allah, and who took the flag of the Holy Prophet and they put it up in Europe and they held it aloft. When these people forgot all of these things, when they forgot the standard of sacrifices, then they also had to give away some of these countries. When instead of propagating the message of Islam, they were attracted to all sorts of greeds and all sorts of attractions, then the governments weakened and their honor also departed them. They lost their sanctity and their respect. In the end, they had to give everything away, and that honor does not remain in the Muslim countries anymore for these reasons. If for the sake of reactionary measures or for retaliation amongst the Muslims, a power is trying to raise up, that in their own circle is trying to establish an Islamic system, then that is such a non-Islamic and an uneducated teaching that they are trying to establish, that instead of enlightening people for Islam, it's because of this wrong thinking in the non-Muslim world, they are disgracing the name of Islam, and they are becoming a means of this because of the wrong understanding of these teachings. And also, in a barbaric and a tyrannic way, they are murdering and looting people and doing wrong things in the name of all this wrong teaching. So therefore, these Muslim governments and also these scholars must change their way of thinking. On this occasion of Hajj, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, in his sermon, he said something which was very true and very correct, that because there is no justice, all sorts of problems are encountered. If the Muslim leaders do not take care of the rights of their people, then these bad things will come into being. The Mufti said absolutely correct that the blood of Muslims is being spread everywhere, and the blood of Muslims is being shed everywhere. And he said that there is no room for terrorism anywhere in Islam. And he is also correct when he said that some countries want Muslim countries to fight. And he is also right when he says that amongst the Muslims there is a need of unity. However, despite all of this, him and other Muslim scholars and other leaders are not ready to accept this, that the true spirit of Islam, to infuse it in this era and in this time, that person that Allah the Almighty sent, they do not submit to him. And by accepting him, they do not allow them to reinstate their sanctity and their honor. By uniting at the hand of the Messiah and the Mahdi, they can see scenes of unity. They do not do this. And they do not, by not accepting the Messiah, they do not become the true lovers of the Holy Prophet and establish those high levels of sacrifice. And by coming in with the Messiah of Muhammad, by increasing their spiritual rank as well, which will become a means of their attaining nearness to Allah. So therefore, if you want to continue that sequence from the time of the Prophet Abraham and the Prophet Ismail as well, that is, those sacrifices that were started by them, if you want to continue that sequence to that great sacrifice that came later on, which established every kind of sacrifice and every rank of sacrifice, then becoming the truthful and the fulfillment of that great Prophet, then that Messiah and Mahdi, that true lover of the Holy Prophet, it is necessary to attach to him. And if the Muslims becoming one and becoming united, and instead of opposing the Messiah of the time, they become those who strengthen his hand, then and only then they will show those scenes to the world when the Muslims will be seen by the world to be truthful. Today, neither any mufti, nor any scholar, or nor anybody else can provide the means of uniting the Muslims, and neither can any leader, or neither can the oil of any government unite the Muslims together. And neither can these harsh ways, or these harsh systems, or these tyrannical systems that these people want to establish, can these things reinstate those examples from the early Muslims. Yes, perhaps for a few days, some people may praise this, and some people may, out of obligation, try to follow these ways. Through wealth, Islam, and these governments, for their own needs, can fulfill their own selfish needs or their vested interests. These extremist organizations, and what they do is they help these poor people in the name of religion, and in a wrong way they use this to their advantage, and they brainwash these people, and they use these things to their advantage, and in the name of religion they use these people for suicide bombings and suicide missions. They can do all of this, but those children who are brainwashed, when they come out of that state of being brainwashed, then they are always worried about saving their own life. And this is not the voice of their real heart. And we have seen many people like this, who the police have caught, and they have given these statements. When they were given a safety, then they said they did not want to perform that sacrifice of suicide missions. So therefore, when a person comes into his full senses, these children, after being brainwashed, then their thinking completely alters from what it was before. And if you analyze this, then you find that these people who are suicide bombers, you see that these are normally children who do not think for themselves. They are completely brainwashed. You cannot normally, or hardly ever, you will never see mature thinking people or people with a mature mind involved in these suicide missions. In terms of people in the senses, those two children performed these sacrifices, who went to the enemies and they removed Abu Jahl like cheetahs away from the means. These were the two children who performed these sacrifices, but for the sake of safeguarding their faith, in order to reply to the attacks of the enemies, these children used to go in the battle. These are the examples of true sacrifices. Otherwise, a time of encountering all kinds of difficulties was not a short era at that time. But these Islamic wars that are occurring nowadays, which of these wars are occurring to defend Islam? And then these attacks are being performed on the countries which are Muslims. And they destroy the rules and the sanctity and the peace of the country. So therefore, these hollow sacrifices which have no substance behind it are not sacrifices which attain the pleasure of Allah and are not accepted by Allah. The great Mufti of Saudi Arabia was correct when he said, we need to reform our state and reform our conditions. If only he had also said this, that in order to reform your state, you need to find that chosen one of Allah, and you need to look at the signs in the heavens and the earth. He should have announced this, that although these signs are apparent, and these signs are being fulfilled, but we have some doubts about the person who is claiming. Come during this Hajj, and those people who are performing the Hajj, and normally those who are Muslims, and they pray this, that, O Allah, that is those people who are in the Hajj, that, O Lord, that person who is claiming to be this chosen one, if he is true, then do not deprive him of this. Guide us. So therefore, guide us so that this guidance that you have given through the Holy Prophet, by accepting it, we can be those who attain your pleasure and acquire your pleasing. If with a pure intention and with a pious endeavor you pray, then surely Allah will guide you in this way, inshallah. And then you will come into this fold of this Messiah and Mahdi, and you will know the true reality of what jihad is. And you will also learn of what true sacrifice means. And also in this means, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, you will know what it means to be an Ahmadi. Because in this time, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, it is the splendor of being an Ahmadi that will spread Islam in the world, which will bring the world into the fold of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Patience, love, peace, and forbearance will bring this the world into this banner and under this flag. So today, this is the will of Allah that the Imam of this time and the Messiah of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his servants, it is Allah's will that the work will be performed by the people of the Messiah of Muhammad, and through patience and prayer, and also by understanding the spirit of sacrifice, by establishing those proper levels of sacrifice, we must establish these sacrifices. The history of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is based on this patience and this prayer and these levels of sacrifice. We see this throughout the history of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. These sacrifices and these levels of sacrifices, by performing suicide bombings, they do not get established through these suicide bombings. Or in order to deceive the world, by performing suicide bombings and suicide missions, this does not attain the true levels of sacrifice. In fact, the real level of sacrifice is established through that submissiveness, through that obedience that is brought by that person who comes from Allah. And that message that he brings, that person who comes from Allah, true sacrifice is in following that message brought by that person from the Almighty Allah. When the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, instructed about the time of the coming of Messiah, then therefore it requires us to follow that. It is a requirement of our faith. So therefore today it is we Ahmadis who for the last 120 years are giving our wealth, our time, our honor and our lives for the sake of the faith. The history of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya could never forget that time that gave when that person gave his life for the sake of his faith, when Hazrat Sahibzada Abdul Latif Shaheed gave in the life of the Promised Messiah. The history of the Jamaat can never forget that martyrdom. Despite all sorts of attractions and all sorts of greeds and all sorts of things being given to him and all sorts of opportunities being provided to him, despite all of this, with incredible patience and incredible forbearance, with all this rain of stones being thrown upon him, by remaining established on his faith, he gave his life up for the sake of his religion. And regarding this, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, that this was an example of true sacrifice that was shown by Sahibzada Abdul Latif. More than giving his life, more than someone giving up their life, there is no other sacrifice. And giving up his life with such steadfastness that this shows that he has been seen to be descending from the heavens. Then the Promised Messiah says, this martyrdom, this person who has been martyred, he has given an example to my community. And my community was in need of a great example, and which he has provided. So therefore, the Imam of the time, Hazur says, when the Promised Messiah has said that this is an example for us, then therefore this can never be removed from the history of the Ahmadiyya community. Yes, by putting this example before us, by putting this model in our view at all times, those people who come into the community of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, those members who enter the bed, that level of sacrifice, by in trying to remain established on that level, they do perform these sacrifices and they are performing it. Those people who enter the Jamaat. And until today, these people who are entering are continuing to provide these sacrifices. This year, that is 2010, in this year, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him's truthfulness to the depths of the heart by accepting it, those people who followed him from the depths of their heart, 89 people gave their lives up in this way, and by offering this sacrifice in the way of Allah, they told the world that these levels of sacrifices that we want to establish, the roots of these are from that spirit, from that teaching that is from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. It is that spirit that the Holy Prophet infused in his companions and he made born amongst them. So therefore, these roots that are so deep, that are in fact from the time of the Prophet Abraham and Ismail, these roots reach until that time. These roots, how can the opponent's schemes hurt these roots in any way? That plant that was planted by the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, by the grace of Allah, today has become a strong tree. And the branches of this tree are reaching in every continent of the world. In fact, it has reached 193 countries of the world, the roots and the branches of this tree. This tree, how can it be harmed in any way by the opponents? In the history of the Ahmadiyya community, this is what we have always seen. That every opposition, every animosity led to sacrifices which also led to more fruit and led to further fruit than before. Until today, the sacrifices that have been made by the Jamaat Ahmadiyya this year, most of all, before this year, there were sacrifices being performed in 74. Approximately 30 people were martyred in 1974. But after this, the expansion of the Jamaat since 1974, when 30 people were martyred, you did not see that before 1974, before these sacrifices. Those people were hurt financially, their financial situation became much, much better than before. And by seeing these excesses of Allah's blessings and His beneficence and His rewards, even those people who performed these sacrifices were so surprised that how is Allah showing us His rewards? Then you saw that horrible ordinance in 84, which was based on the 74 assembly, and in 84 we saw this cruel ordinance in order to hurt the lives of Ahmadis. The jails were filled with Ahmadis, and because of this cruel and oppressive amendment, which reached to the extent that Ahmadis could not even say salam to one another. And in fact, they could not even call themselves Muslims. The Khalifa of the time had to leave Pakistan because of that ordinance in 84. So because of all this, Allah the Almighty, in the expansion of the Jamaat, He opened up such means. And he expanded it through these means that people could not even envisage these means before. And because of this law, in the world, the Jamaat was introduced to various parts of the world because of this law. Then this law for the people who are living in Pakistan until today, it is causing all sorts of difficulties for them. Ahmadis are facing these difficulties there. And from time to time, and on different occasions, whenever the administration so desires, because of this law, they oppress Ahmadis and cause all sorts of difficulties to them. So nevertheless, or nonetheless, because of this law, those Ahmadis in Pakistan, they are sacrificing once again, and they are establishing and continuing that sequence of establishing levels of sacrifice. As I have said, wherever the administration requires, particularly from the Maulvis, they make life difficult for the Ahmadis, and they make troublesome situations arise for Ahmadis, and the sacrifices of life that was offered by the Jamaat were not just ordinary sacrifices, but the way that Allah rewards people, it is immeasurable. The opponents and the enemies say, stop this and leave Ahmadiyyat, otherwise we will do this and we will do that. If you do not leave Ahmadiyyat, this is what we will do. This is what the opponents say. But, as I have said before, because of this oppression and because of this cruelty, Ahmadis offer their lives in terms of sacrifices and attain that level of martyrdom. But not even one of these relatives showed any kind of weakness, and none of them went towards the enemies or those who were opponents. They did not want life in any way. They did not want the materialist needs. They did not want to safeguard their lives and save themselves. They showed such levels of steadfastness, of forbearance, that surely are those that are written in history and are golden examples from the past. In Muldan, there was another sacrifice recently. Sheikh Mahmood Sahib was martyred there. His son, Arif Mahmood Sahib, has been wounded because of this attack, as I said in the previous week's sermon as well. That wounded son, when the Nazir Amuriyama spoke to him on the phone, then he said to that Nazir Amuriyama that despite these injuries and despite these wounds, I am in a good condition and I am in my own senses, and inshallah nobody can harm my faith in any way. So thus Hazur says, when in this nation you find such people who perform these kind of sacrifices, when you find these kind of youngsters who even in the face of death they speak and they do not care about it in any way, then what will death fear to these people? How will death scare these people who look into the face of death? This faith has been infused in them for this reason, that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, peace be upon him, certainly and surely was that Messiah and Mahdi to come. And for the sake of attaining the Allah's pleasure, it can only be attained that you attach yourself to this Messiah and Mahdi. And you attain the pleasure of Allah through this means of accepting His Messiah and Mahdi. And you become the person who receives the blessings of Allah. And this commandment and this instruction of Allah, it strengthens their faith and gives them reassurance that نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. So therefore, when the friend and helper of that person is Allah in this world and the next, what does he care about the people of this world when Allah says that he will be his helper in this world and the next? And who can stop such people from performing sacrifices? So thus, when this youngster said this, that these one or two bullets are nothing for me, if we are told to walk now, I will not care. So therefore, this devout resolution can only be born in those people who, for the sake of acquiring the pleasure of Allah, sacrifice everything and are ready to give everything up for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure. So when we have made a pledge of allegiance with the Messiah of this time, then we have made this for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah. And we have made this pledge with this thinking that we want to make our attachment with Allah to the highest level possible. And we have made this pledge knowing this, that this field of love and affection does not come into being by itself. And we have made this pledge with this resolution and with this belief that Allah has made the promise with the promised Messiah of ultimate triumph and ultimate victory. And we know that this will come true because we have seen many promises come true. The promises of Allah are with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. They are not limited to a particular time period. And it is not this, that only some promises will be fulfilled and other promises will not be fulfilled. The promised Messiah attained knowledge from Allah, and the prophecies he gave, or those glad tidings that were received by Allah, they have been given so that they will be fulfilled. Allah never removes from fulfilling his promises. Yes, in order to partake it is correct that it is necessary to tread on those paths set by Allah. And your submissiveness and your obedience and your sacrifices must be set to the right level. Until we do this, then the help and succor of Allah will always remain with us. If we look in depth and deeply, then we see that in the time of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, for the sake of propagating Islam, Allah had said this to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and the progress and advancement of Islam was to be done through Ahmadiyyat. And this was the promise of Allah that وَالْآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. In this verse of the Holy Quran, this has been made clear. In fact, if we ponder even more deeply, then we see that the belief in the fulfillment of Allah's prophecy is not just limited to here. We see it even further, that in this vision, we saw this vision of Abraham, this was not only the hand of the father, but there was also the hand of the son of Abraham in this vision. Because the son said that if this is the will of Allah, then surely he will make me of those who are submissive. So therefore, this also provided the means of showing the means of sacrifice for the levels of the progeny. What would be the purpose of only cutting the neck? When in a perpetual fashion you establish these sacrifices, then this is what is meant in the sacrifice of Abraham and Ismail, when without any complaint, for the sake of Allah, you give yourself up for every kind of sacrifice. And for his whole life, in an uncultivated valley, from his young age until he was elderly, he had to live in this age. So this was the sacrifice that he made. And when Allah said that inna kazalika najzil muhsinin, that surely to those who are pious, who perform pious actions, we reward them in such a manner, then both of them, Abraham and Ismail, were ready to sacrifice, and they were included in these people who are pious. But the real period of piety was to come later as well, when Allah the Almighty, through the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, through the power from Allah, made hundreds of thousands of pious people be born through him. And these were those people who with patience and loyalty established great examples. And as I have said already, that this period of the latter days has been joined with that earlier period. So that is, this period of latter days has been attached, where those levels of sacrifice were once again re-established, with those examples of loyalty and commitment were once again going to be re-established with those earlier people. And it says in the Holy Quran regarding the Prophet Abraham, that Abraham, who fulfilled his pledge with complete submission and loyalty, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that with reference to this verse, he says that this voice came, that when he was ready to perform the sacrifice of his son. So thus the loyalty and the commitment of his father and the patience of the son, when they joined together in this manner, then Allah not only to commemorate the sacrifice of this made Hajj compulsory and made it established, but also what he did in order to commemorate that sacrifice, that he also made that great prophet descend from that progeny of these Abraham and Ismail, who established great new levels of sacrifice. So therefore, both these things came from the sacrifice of Abraham and Ismail. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in this manner. In the Holy Quran, regarding this subject, it says that say to them that my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and my death is only and only for the sake of Allah, who is Lord of all the worlds. And then Allah says that this prophet, follow his model and follow his perfect example, because it is this perfect model alone that will provide the means to enable you to establish the proper levels of sacrifice. In fact, every level of piety and every level of every good action is entailed in this perfect model of the Holy Prophet. So therefore, that loyalty, that patience, and that levels of sacrifice from the time of Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ismail, it was established by them. And the highest level of that was found in the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Allah, from the time of those early sacrifices until the heights of those sacrifices, provided those in front of us. And then this commandment was said that this Uswa-i Husna, that is the perfect model, is the highest level of sacrifice for you in order to acquire it, the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Amongst them, thousands of Ismails were born who, in the name of Allah, for the sake of making the name of Allah even loftier, and for the loyalty to the Holy Prophet, in order to propagate his message as well, they cut their necks in this way, and they sacrificed in this manner. And they provided great examples and displayed great scenes of sacrifice, and they showed means of patience and forbearance, and they provided these examples. And as I said, Allah, for the sake of this loyalty and patience, provided them with the honor of radiyallahu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them. So therefore today, it is the duty of the servants of the Messiah and Muhammad that become those who show patience and loyalty. This year, those people who were near 100, who gave sacrifices for the sake of love and patience in order to complete that field of these things. Those people who are near to 100, those who are the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad, this is surely a proof of this, that we, in the field of love and patience, are never those who fall behind. So therefore, for those who perform sacrifices, or those who perform these sacrifices, surely these people have attained the pleasure of Allah, because this is a promise and a pledge of Allah. The letters that are received by me that express various emotions, that we are ready to give ourselves up and perform sacrifices as well. And we are amongst that group of people regarding whom the Holy Quran says, تَوَ مِنْهُمْ لِمَنْ يَنْتَزِرْ. That is, there are those who are waiting, that when will we have this opportunity, that we can fulfill our pledge of allegiance and prove that we are true to our pledge. So therefore, this Eid is for those who, remembering those who performed those sacrifices, and to commemorate those sacrifices, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرْ. It is a revival of that pledge. Allah knows better that how He will reward those people who perform those sacrifices and how they perform these sacrifices. But if we fulfill our pledge and are true to pledge with patience and with forbearance and prayer, we remain attached to Allah closely, and those who perform these sacrifices, our beloved ones, by putting those sacrifices in view, if we provide this a means of establishing and strengthening our faith, if we do all of this, then surely we will be the recipients of Allah's rewards and blessings. And Allah has given us this reassurance that become pure, reform yourselves, and those who do this, Allah rewards such people. Those who perform these sacrifices, Allah has rewarded them in such a manner that even in the far away jungles of Africa and the deserts of Africa until the busy cities of Europe, not only has the message of Ahmadiyyat reached, but in fact there has been an increase in the number of beds. One of the reports of Africa, I was reading over it, that where there were only 1,000 beds in the previous year, in these past few months after these martyrdoms occurred, there in Africa, there were approximately 5,000 beds in just these few months. Hazur says there should not be any slogans raised during the sermon. Similarly, there was a missionary of ours who wrote in a report that in one place, I went to this one place, and there There were very harsh and difficult conditions in terms of agriculture. Their crops were being reduced and destroyed. There the people went to say namaz istisqa, that is the prayers for the rains, and I asked the imam, how will you say this prayer? And I said, this is the proper way. And he said, you perform the prayer. That is the prayer so that rain can be performed. He was a non-Ahmadi imam. So this murabbi said the prayer in front of this non-Ahmadi, and my prayer was this, and this was just a few days after this martyrdom, as we said, that this all this incident occurred. And he said that 85 Ahmadis are martyrs. So show us the scene today. That after these 85 martyrdoms, that accepting this martyrdom here as well, give us a large amount here. And by the grace of Allah, Allah showed this spectacular sign that in this sparkling sunshine, suddenly the cloud came and the rain started pouring down. And in that village, in that city, it became well known that because of the prayers of Ahmadis, our crops have come back into a good state. And more than 1,000 bets were performed there. So these are the scenes that Allah is showing us. Similarly, in Arab countries, many letters are being received, and their attention is being drawn attention to this. In Ghana, two Muslim leaders have performed the bet. They were opponents. They were harsh opponents before, and now they have performed the bet. They are two significant Muslim leaders. So this wind is being blown by Allah into the hearts of people, and this is a proof that Allah is accepting those sacrifices. The apparent sign of the sacrifices are being seen and established now as well. Ahmadiyyat is not limited to a specific area, and it is not a separate religion. It is the true picture of Islam, and Islam is a universal faith. And in terms of being triumphant, it is a promise of Allah that it will be victorious in the entire world. So whether it is Pakistan, or whether it is a few Muslim countries who oppose us, this cannot stop this universal message spreading. In Muslim countries as well, we are seeing attention being drawn towards Ahmadiyyat. And this is all occurring because here, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, peace be upon him, this is not the question of his person, but in fact, from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah, Allah made a promise to him. And no power of the entire world can stop this from being fulfilled. Today, on this sequence, there is only one Jamaat who is the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who are partaking of the oneness of Allah, and for the sake of propagating the message of Islam, is making every effort to fulfill this message being spread to all corners of the earth. These incidents I have already mentioned previously, so I will leave them out. But nevertheless, this is only Jamaat Ahmadiyya that is spreading this message, that is the message of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And for this, and to this effect, the sacrifices that are being performed by Ahmadis, they are taking a new light altogether, and they are opening up new means and new pathways for us. So therefore, this seed that was sowed by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, this great sacrifice that was formed by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, today in the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad, every nation where there are Ahmadis is a kind of sign. And this is being made apparent like a sign for everyone. There are Ahmadis of Pakistan, or there are Ahmadis of India, or there are Ahmadis of Bangladesh or Indonesia, or there are Ahmadis of African countries, and there are Ahmadis of Arab countries as well. For the sake of establishing levels of sacrifice, they are pondering and reflecting on whether they are fulfilling this, so that they can make the flag of Ahmadiyya raise aloft all over the world. May Allah enable this Eid for those beloved ones who made the sacrifice, allow us to always remember it and commemorate it. And may we never sit idle, may we never sit in peace until that flag of the Holy Prophet does not reach the corners of the earth and remain rooted there, and establish prayer, love and forbearance and make these people be formed to develop all of these things. And when all of this happens, then surely this will be the acceptance of our sacrifice, and that will be the true Eid. May Allah enable us to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.
Now we will pray in the prayers, pray for the families of the martyrs, pray for the missionaries, pray for all those who perform sacrifices that are making sacrifices in any way for the sake of the Jamaat. May Allah make this Eid in every way a blessed Eid, and our humble efforts, may He accept them, and by accepting them show us the means of triumph and victory very quickly. And also I say to all of you, Eid Mubarak, happy Eid greetings, and I say this to all the Ahmadis all around the world. May Allah make this Eid a blessed one for everyone. Please pray.